music lovers, sports fans, and everyone else. It's time for the music of yesteryears with Bob Gushereau, your host here at KRVS 88.7 FM in the Lafayette, Lake Charles, Louisiana area. Got a very special program for you this evening. Got my friend Harry St. Pierre in the studio with me and Chet Blackstone, and we're going to dedicate this show to the memory of Earl Parkett, outstanding musician, music educator in our area for a number of years. Harry and Chet will be talking about him as we get going, but we'll hear at the end of our theme, Les Brown and his band of renown with Just Friends, and then we'll get started. Once more, a tribute show to Earl Parkett. I have Harry St. Pierre in the studio with me and Chet Blackstone. And I'm going to ask Harry to speak up and tell us a little bit about where he came from and what he's doing around here nowadays.
Hello, good morning.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Yes, sir.
I'm a retired band director from Cathedral Carmel and Acadia Parish. Earl and I, Parkett, go way, way back.
Right.
Earl's a fine trombone player, was, and arranger. And I always said about Earl, if he'd have moved to California, he would have gotten to be one of the top arrangers in the United States. But he chose to be a teacher instead of. Taught at McNeese, also taught at Acadiana High School.
That's right. That's what I've heard, Harry. And to be a teacher, you got to love it, and you got to have an awful lot of patience.
That's right, because it doesn't pay a lot of money.
That's right. But I know that you were associated with Earl for a number of years. You all played in combos and various groups and all. And, of course, Chet Blackstone was involved with a lot of the work that you did well. We'll get Chet to tell us a little bit something about himself and what he's doing in these parts of the world.
I'm an East Coast transplant. I came here in 1977. I've been here ever since. And it's certainly been my pleasure to be associated with Harry St. Pierre and Mr. Earl Parkett, the epitome of fine musicianship. We, of course, toured France in 1994, playing in Paris at the Hot Brass Club and in Caen at the Hotel Mercure, plus at the exhibition there in 1994. And it's probably one of the highlights of my music life, being with Earl and Harry at those events.
Well, that's fine. And I know that Earl did an awful lot of arranging. And as I tell my audience quite often, Harry, the people that do the arranging for all of the music that I play, they just never get enough credit. Without those guys, you really wouldn't have too much to talk about. The composers have to have the talent. The lyricists have to have the talent. And the arrangers have to have the talent
and
also.
And the knowledge.
And the knowledge, of course. And, of course, the players like yourself and Chet and myself and my combo from time to time. Got to appreciate good music and to play it. Well, one of the things that Harry wanted to play for us this evening that he did many, many years ago, as Chet mentioned, back in October 16th, 1996, at the Hyman Center, there was a concert with the Acadiana Symphony Orchestra. And I have a copy of the CD that they did and several numbers that Harry was featured, of course, with the Acadiana Symphony. We're going to play a couple numbers from that CD. The first one is going to be a number that is named Stella by Starlight. And when Harry told me he had that on this CD, I said, we playing it. That's my favorite number, one of my favorites at least. And we'll also play another number on that same CD from that particular performance at the Hyman Center, Sunday Kind of Love. I think you'll enjoy that. But this is going to be some music all arranged by Earl Parkett for the Acadiana Symphony. And he did that for many, many different groups, different high school groups, different college groups. And, of course, his time at McNeese, he did an awful lot of arranging work there as well. But he was an outstanding musician. I'll tell you a little bit about my first contact with Earl Parquette later on in the program if we have time. Or otherwise, I'll tell you about it on my show next week if we don't have time. But we're going to start out this evening with Earl Parquette's arrangements with the Acadiana Symphony back October 16, 1996 at the Hyman Center. And Harry St. Pierre was the featured guy. And the first number we'll play is Stella by Starlight. And then the second one we've selected is A Sunday Kind of Love. So here we go with the Stella by Starlight featuring Harry St. Pierre on his trumpet. My guest, Harry St. Pierre, on his trumpet with arrangements by Earl Parquette with the Acadiana Symphony Orchestra back in October of 96. We're going to play one more number from that particular CD next, and that's A Sunday Kind of Love. And I'm going to dial it up in just a second. It's number 6 on the CD that Harry has with him. And do you have any comment on what you just heard, what you did a few years ago, Harry?
No comment.
No comment. He tells me every now and then his lip isn't there. Well, Doc Severinsen said if he didn't rehearse for one day, he knew about it. If he didn't rehearse for 2 days, the whole world knew about it. Is that right,
for a trumpet player? You have to keep up.
You got to practice. Okay, I think I dial up number 6, and we're going to hear next. This is Arrangements with the Acadiana Symphony by Earl Parquette, A Sunday Kind of Love. And again, all of this on the music of yesteryears.
Thank you.
to the Flannery Fifth.
I was going to say, that's when I know it's Harry St. Pierre.
Right. Looked like they liked it, too, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Get a little closer to the mic so it makes sure catch your comments. That was a Sunday Kind of Love. And, again, that was some arrangements by Earl Parkett, and they did that, of course, with the Acadiana Symphony. Any more comments about your trumpet playing back then, Harry?
No comments.
No comments.
Yeah, just like to say we were able to repeat that concert in Morgan City in February of 97.
Oh, and that's then right.
Did a couple more concerts also with Mr. Parkett featuring Harry St. Pierre back in 2000 as part of the new Iberia Community Concert Series, and also in 2002.
Okay, Chad had all those notes back in the box somewhere at his place, and he dug them out for this program.
Yeah, well, time kind of flies, you know.
That's right. Well, next we're going to move on. Thank you for your comments there, Chet. We're going to move on. We're going to talk about the great country western hits, a la Dixieland, the Frenchman from Dixie. And I'm looking at the cover of the set here, and I see a whole bunch of young guys. I see Jackie Arsenault in this picture. I see a Paul B. Gushereau, my second cousin, in this picture. And I see these other guys that I was not really familiar with, but I knew of them, Rudy Borrell, Don Hebert, and, of course, Harry and Earl were in this group as well. But it's the Frenchman from Dixie. And this is some of the songs they had on this album. They released this, Harry says, sometime in the last century. That was back in the 1900 and maybe 60s or 70s. But to take these chains from my heart, faded love, someday half as much, word mine, crazy arms, San Antonio Rose, it makes no difference now. You are my sunshine, born to lose, hey, good looking, and careless love. Well, we got a couple of numbers that we're going to play for you now on this particular LP, Dixieland, the Frenchman from Dixie. And it features Harry and Earl Parkett on the horns and, of course, Paul Gushereau, my cousin, on clarinet. And they had a great time with Don Hebert on piano, Rudy Borrell on bass, and, of course, Jackie, my buddy from Cathedral School days, playing the drums. But here we go with Harry and Earl and Paul, and it's going to be the number It Makes No Difference Now. All on the music of yesteryear. Yes, Harry.
Yes, what I wanted to say, this album is what we call head arrangements. There's no music involved,
right.
Reading. We
right.
just did everything right out.
Ad-lib.
Ad-lib, right.
That's right. No arrangements on that one. So Parkett,
no.
We can't give Earl Parkett credit to any of his arrangements.
No, he didn't, right.
This is strictly jamming it up.
That's just like a jam session,
that's
right.
That's right. Okay. But Harry remembered it, and he hadn't seen a copy of this in a while, but he must have had his loss when he moved once or twice. But here we go with, again, from the Dixieland, the Frenchman from Dixie, Country and Western Hits, with Paul Gushereau, Earl Parkett, and Harry St. Pierre on the horns, and we're going to hear, if I got it queued up right, Harry, It Makes No Difference Now. My cousin Paul Gushereau. Kid in person on trombone. And then we'll just roll on from It Makes No Difference Now to play a little Louisiana-style music, You Are My Sunshine. Some Jimmy Davis music. Like Jackie Arsenault kind of took that one out. All right. Harry, any comments about that?
I have a comment. Our name was the Frenchman from Dixie.
That's right.
Well, on this particular, the guy, owner, barroom, called me up for us to play.
Uh-huh.
And what he didn't realize... Well, I'll tell you, we played one number. He fired us after the one number. He thought we were a French band.
Yeah. I'll never forget that. I remember you telling me about that. Harry and I and Chet and a few other people played a little concert type series dance job at the Liberty Theater in Eunice. Several years ago.
Yeah.
And I remember Harry kept asking me on the way up there, do those people up there understand we don't play it as Chanky Chank, Cajun, Zydeco type music? I said, yes, Harry, they understand that. We're going to go play a little jazz for them. But I know that you had that experience when the people hired you.
They thought
by the name of your group you were going to play.
Right, he thought there was a French group.
Going to play some kind of
Cajun
type music and all.
We played jazz.
With the French accordion and all.
Right, that's what he thought.
And whatever.
That's what he thought he was going to get.
Yeah, those things happen.
He was surprised, and we were surprised when he fired us.
That's right. Well, and when you mentioned that to me, it reminded me of several times people had called me about playing for a reception, this, that, and the other. I always be sure to tell them, we do not play the Kinch and French music. We play jazz music of the old favorites.
That's
back
what happened with me. After that time, when they call up, I say, what kind of music do you want?
What you looking for.
Want?
That's
right.
That's true. But I've done that, too. It cost me a few jobs because they wanted some French Acadian music.
Right.
You know, and we really don't do that. The style music we play is the old favorites back from the 20s, 30s, 40s, and 50s, I guess. But that's the way those things go. But anyhow, we're going to move on now, and I got a copy of a CD that Carl Fontenot, our chief engineer at KRVS, helped record many, many years ago. This was done at Antlers in downtown Lafayette. And some of the guys that were in this particular group were just outstanding musicians. We had Sandy Runyon, who, of course, is deceased. We had Phil Chandler, who is also deceased. We had Sammy Lusco, who's also deceased. Of course, Earl was part of that group also, and he's deceased. And we have about 8 or 10 numbers on this particular thing. Carl Fontenot was nice enough to let me borrow a copy. Way Down Yonder in Lafayette, New Orleans, it says here. And on the piano, Bill Rose was featured. And then Up the Lazy Bayou River, piano again, I Found a New Baby, the Tin Roof Blues, Sleepy Time Down South, Bill Bailey. We're going to play that in a little while, I believe, Eric, where we feature Phil Chandler. Do You Know What It Means to Miss New Orleans? And Kurt Boutreaux was on there, and Phil sang with him, I believe. Honeysuckle Rose, Kurt was on the keyboard again. Lady Be Good, Sammy Lusco played that particular number. I think this recording says so. And then Hello, Dolly. And, of course, we had a great time at that particular. I don't know if I attended that or not, but I was delighted that Carl was nice enough to give me a copy of it. But we're going to play a couple numbers that I selected on this particular CD that you did, I guess, 1991 release date, so it must have been in the early 90s when this happened. Any comments about that, Harry? You want to comment about this particular one?
No, I don't have any comments.
Okay, well, we're going to start out. We're going to play number one first. It's Way Down Yonder in Lafayette. And it lasts about 4 minutes, if the liner is correct. Here we go with play number one on the Cajun Dixieland Jazz Greats For the Record on the Music of Yesteryears here at KRVS 88.7 FM in the Lafayette, Lake Charles, Louisiana area. And we're going to do that right now. I hit the wrong button. Now we'll hit the right button. There we go. Way Down Yonder in Lafayette. Sandy Runyon. Earl Parkett on his trombone. Thank you. Okay. No arrangements on that number either, huh, Harry?
No arrangements. They're called head arrangements.
Oh, what?
Head arrangements.
All right.
It's a head arrangement.
Yeah.
Ad-lib. No music.
Whatever you feel, whatever you got in your head, let's play it, right?
That's right.
And they had some great
improvisation.
Jazz musicians playing. Right. Upper Lazy Bayou is the next one. It says, yeah, up the Lazy River.
River, right.
And we're going to play that next for you. This, again, is music that was recorded on a CD for the record by the Southwest Louisiana Jazz Foundation, and Carl Fontenot, our engineer here, was one of the guys involved with some other people in recording this music many years ago. But I got the copy from Carl, and we're going to play a second number from that. It's Up a Lazy Bayou, and that's number two. And I believe I got it set up correct here. And we're going to press the right button this time, and we're going to hear Up the Lazy Bayou. Sarah Parkett on trombone. Okay, that was some music again that was done at Antlers in downtown Lafayette, Cajun Dixieland Jazz Greats for the record, presented by Southwest Louisiana Jazz Foundation. And that was Up the Lazy Bayou River. And we're going to pause just now and talk a little bit about Earl Parkett's family. And Chet was going to bring us up to date on that. Chet, why don't you tell us a little bit about his family?
Well, Earl married Rita D'Artes in 1954. They had three children. Brian Parquette, of course, is a noted drummer and one of the top drummers on the West Coast. Tours regularly with his band with the odd name of Zippers. They play all over the world and all over the country, so you might catch them if they pass on through. Greg was a trumpet player and a very fine musician, but was smart enough. I mean, he elected not to pursue that as a career. He also lives in California. And then Annette lives in New Iberia. She retired recently from the Sheriff Department, now works with Bankers Advertising. She took over Earl's job
inherited the job.
And of course they all have numerous children, and there's some grandchildren out there, and we'll just give them a shout out and leave it at that.
Yeah, I see. Well, that's fine. I got a chance to meet Earl's two sons when we had the wake service for him at the funeral home in Abbeville. And Father Ken Main, of course, was the celebrant of the Mass the next morning. And
he's a good musician also.
Right, very good drummer. Actually, he's played my combo several times. But I asked him if I would be able to serve the funeral Mass for Earl's funeral, and he was kind enough to let me do that. So that was a very fine privilege that I had, and we enjoyed visiting with the family and all at that time. But that was a little bit of information about Earl and his family, and actually the night, I think Chet was been there, perhaps a few others. I couldn't be there. But a lot of the people that played with Earl through the years in various groups were invited to the funeral home. And there was a short jam session for a half hour or so that Brian, I think, wanted to do to honor his father.
Yeah, Brian
called
us up.
Tell us a little bit about that. Who was there,
Chet? Brian called us up that afternoon and asked if some of us would mind coming out there to play, and rounded up a few of us. I was playing piano, and we got Tony Ocotrera to play drums. Jamie Capel came in to play sax, along with Mike Ritter on the trumpet. And we were very happy to play for the people there that were paying their respects to Mr. Parquette.
Yeah, that was nice. I was not able to be there, but nevertheless, there was a nice jam session, and I did go to the funeral home the next morning and serve the funeral Mass with Father Kent Main. And he's a fine, outstanding drummer. Sat in with our big band several times also when we played in the Abbeville and Kaplan area. And, of course, he was an outstanding trio guy, I guess, with his people. With John Carrier, I think, played with him. And Rusty Main trio in Lafayette back in the 50s, 60s, or whenever it was. A long time before he decided that he was going to be a priest. And he's been a pastor for a number of years at St. Teresa's in Abbeville. And I hope that he's listening to our show this evening. But anyhow, we're going to move on now. I want to play a couple more numbers. Tin Roof Blues is going to be the next one, again, from this group that played at Antlers in Lafayette many years ago. And we got Sleepy Time Down South. We thought we might play that one also. So we'll get on now and play Tin Roof Blues. And I believe that's number 4. And if I press the right buttons, we'll go on right now.
Thank you.
there's Earl Flawless trombone. And that was many years ago.
How about that?
You remember that one, Harry?
Oh, yes.
Tin Roof Blues. Have you played that once or twice in your career?
Yeah, in the last century.
And during the last century, that's
right.
Correct. Back in the 1900s, that's right. We're going to play one more number from this thing at the Antlers. Oh, Lady Be Good. And featured on the piano is none other than Sammy Lusco. And Sammy left us a few years ago, way too soon.
Fine.
But he was an outstanding musician. And I danced to his music and his combo for a number of years with my wife, Betty. We followed him all over the country. I danced to your music with Earl for years.
Sammy taught school. He taught band and he taught math at two schools. One of them was Cathedral Carmel and the other one at the Lafayette Elementary.
That's right. And Sammy was from Crowley originally, I believe.
Exactly.
And I was manager with the phone company in Crowley. I got to meet a lot of his family while I lived there.
That's when I first came here to go to college in 19... 19-
Get a little closer to the mic.
1946. That's the first time I met Sam, and he hired me to play with him. And that was a good thing because I didn't have a job. I was hoping to get there on a scholarship, but anyway, I played lots of jobs with Sam.
That's right.
Fine person, yes.
He had a very good group.
Good piano player.
That's right. I remember dancing some at the City Park in New Iberia when you were playing with him at that time.
Right.
Earl as well. Well, here we're going to hear Oh, Lady Be Good. We're going to feature that one. That'll be the last one on this particular deal from the CD from Antlers, done back many years ago in Lafayette. 1991 was the release date. Well, here we go with Oh, Lady Be Good. On the music of yesteryears. Sandy on a tenor sax. Maybe it's an alto, Harry said. It probably is. Thank you. Looked like they enjoyed that one too, Harry.
They certainly did.
And we had a nice effort there. That again was Earl Parquette with all of his friends playing at Antlers in downtown Lafayette somewhere back in the early 90s. I'll say 1991. Going to play another one that I have it on tape, and Harry had it also on a CD, I believe. It's going to feature Brian Parquette, Earl's son.
And I might mention this is the only time that Earl and Brian recorded together.
Is that correct? So yeah. Okay, I didn't know that. But I have it on a little tape that I bought, and it's that Harry St. Pierre and his Frenchman. And they're going to play a little Dixieland for us, and it's I Found a New Baby. And this is Brian Parquette featured, son of Earl Parquette, and Brian down in California in the music business. Right?
Right.
Okay, we'll start it right now, and we'll see how that goes. That's Blackstone on the keyboard, piano guy. I believe that's Rick Conley. McNeese State and Lake Charles on the clarinet. There's the guy we're talking about, Earl Parquette. And that's going to fade on out. I thought I heard Harry playing his trumpet as that was going away. But the recording guy just let it fade away. But that comes from a tape. It says Dixieland Band from Cajun Land, Harry St. Pierre. And they played Sugar Blues, Summertime, Avalon, Harry's Spirit Blues. We'll play that some other time, maybe. And then Bourbon Street Parade, Memories of You, When It's Sleepy Time Down South. Some of these numbers I played on my radio show previously. But you're listening to Bob Gushereau interviewing with Harry St. Pierre and Chet Blackstone in a tribute show to our friend, deceased member of a great music family, Earl Parquette. Earl died earlier this year. And, of course, we were very, very sorry about that. He had had a health problem for a number of years, I know. But he was an outstanding musician, outstanding gentleman. did an awful lot of arranging for all kind of different groups and outstanding work in the arranging field. And like I tell Harry and Chet, these arrangers just don't get the credit that they deserve. And they probably don't get the big dollars they deserve either.
No, they don't.
Reminds me of a story that Dr. Joel Amendola in Baton Rouge, he's a friend of mine, he's the head of the Rampart Street Six, talked about my education one day. I said, I got a degree in business. He said, well, that was a good move. I told him, well, I got a master's degree. He said, did you get it in music? I said, no, I got it in business. He said, that was another good move. But nevertheless, I've enjoyed having these two guys with me on this show. We got about 6 minutes left, and we're going to play a number that I really enjoyed previously when we were playing it, rehearsing for the show here. We're going to play Watch What Happens. It's number 4 on the CD.
And that's a Latin number.
Yeah, that's right. And we're going to see if I can dial it up. Make sure I got number 4. And this is, again, what they did, as I recall, at the Hyman Center. Yeah. Hyman Center back a few years ago. Here we go with number 4 on the CD. But watch. What is it? What was number 4? Watch What Happens. Here we go. Beautiful arrangements by Earl Parkett with the Acadiana Symphony, and Harry St. Pierre featured on that particular number, Watch What Happens. We hope that you've enjoyed the show this evening. I'm delighted to me to have Harry St. Pierre and Chet Blackstone to share this hour with me. We were very, very happy to pay a tribute to Earl Parkett. I'd planned this for quite a while, but Harry was recuperating from an injury he had last fall and finally got into a point where he was walking around with a sympathy stick now. He's got a cane. So he was nice enough to come to be with us this evening. We got about a minute and a half to go on this program. Harry, you want to say some closing remarks?
So long, Earl. We'll be seeing you soon enough.
Harry?
Well, I'm enjoying this. It's brought back many memories.
Well, we've been wanting to do it for a while, and we finally got it in for you, and I hope that everybody enjoyed what we did. We'd like to thank all the people that support our stations, Public Radio for Acadiana, listener-supported radio as well for our area. We have a fundraiser in progress this week, and we hope that all of those who have supported us through the years will continue to do so. We'll be working on 50 years next year, Harry. 50 years in 2013, one on the air in 63. But it's Bob Gushrow, and I hope that you can hear some of the closing theme, but we'll go with that. And I hope that everybody's having a very pleasant evening, and I hope that it's going well for you. That's the closing theme. Too little time. Too little time. Henry Mancini wrote the music for the Glenn Miller Story years ago. And that's always the case on a one-hour show. No have enough time. But we hope that everybody will be happy. Hope you're having a good week. Hope that the veterans will be happy with all that they did to support our freedoms to this very day. And also we salute our local blood donors, our local heroes, and the people that work with the Miles Perret Cancer Center and the Autism Society of Acadiana. Bob Gushrow, your host here, KRBS. We'll see you next Wednesday at 8, and we repeat the show Thursday morning, tomorrow morning at 3 a.m. May you have a pleasant evening, and may God bless you all.